Hey guys, it's James here for another episode of Biome Bites. In these episodes, it's just me and you, the listener. So today we're going to be celebrating the fact that we've achieved some important milestones on the podcast and wanted to give a flavor of what's coming next and what we've learned so far on the journey through Inside Matters. So a couple of really key metrics that I'm excited about. One is that we surpassed 10,000 downloads a couple of weeks ago, and we've also dug into the analytics associated with where people are based, where they're tuning in from, and general engagement on an episode-to-episode basis. So I thought it'd be quite interesting to share that with the listener base. And there's a couple of trends that are quite humbling and get me quite excited and motivated to continue doing what I'm doing here with the podcast. And we set out with the vision of trying to create the best microbiome content on the planet. And as a microbiome and gut health fanatic myself, and as someone who loves long form podcast content, like spend 5, sometimes 10 hours a week plus, listening to long form content, I was frustrated that I couldn't get any gut health microbiome content in that format. After probably around 6 months of searching and thinking, we decided that we're just going to start one ourselves. And I guess that's the entrepreneur in me. You know, I see an opportunity, and if I'm excited about it, just go for it and think glass half full. And if glass isn't half full, then fill it up and have a kind of impossible is nothing type of mindset. And the name Inside Matters came to me at some early hour in the morning one weekend when I was brainstorming with my friend and colleague Ian Wally, who helps with all the website and the graphics design. He's an amazing guy, by the way, and you should check out his work. If you're interested, drop me a direct message on socials and I'll connect you to him. And we essentially have been fulfilling the vision since we launched the first podcast episode. On a month-to-month basis, there's been a steady cadence of increasing engagement. And we're seeing what I think are really quite remarkable metrics for a podcast that's really got quite a niche offering in terms of what we're talking about. Now, whilst the microbiome is all-encompassing and there's microbiomes in the soil, there's microbiomes in your ear, there's a microbiome in your nose, there's a microbiome in your gut, there's a microbiome on your desk, and you could go as far as saying the whole world is a microbiome of sorts. It is still a topic that doesn't get as mainstream attention as something like AI, and our listening is not as easy listening for the most part as some other podcasts that are really, really popular. And our aim is not to try and capture the attention of as many listeners as possible, because if we wanted to do that, we would change our content slightly and we would talk about subjects that are really accessible and of interest to the whole population, like weight loss and muscle gain, and tell stories, because stories get a lot of engagement. We want to stay true to our vision at Inside Matters, and that is to really create an absolute best-in-class podcast. So for anybody who's interested about microbiome, whether they want to sort of scratch the surface and get a bit of microbiome gut health 101, or they want to go super deep and listen to world experts talking to me at the deepest kind of level, there should be content on our podcast platform and website and newsletter for you. And it takes a lot of time and graft and grind and determination to create something from nothing. And consistency is key. So we will continue to record, even if life gets really busy and work gets really busy. We do have great guests lined up now for the next 3 months or so. And we're doing recordings in London. We're doing recordings in San Diego. We're doing some remote recordings as well. And of course, we're doing recordings in our HQ here in Scotland. We're diversifying a little bit. So we're speaking to entrepreneurs, we're speaking to academics, we're speaking to doctors, we're speaking to executives. We'll speak to dietitians, nutritionists, and the aim is to try and get as broad a picture as possible of how the field is progressing and different views, opinions, and expertise, frankly. I have learned so much from going a little bit outside my comfort zone. So if you've listened to the episode with Erin, the amazing nutritionist who's the founder of a business called Nutrition Rewired, I learned so much in that episode because I was engaging with her as an expert nutritionist. And that's not typically someone I would speak to on a day-to-day basis. I speak to academics, I speak to clinicians, I speak to potential investors and pharmaceutical partners and so on. So that was a really eye-opening episode for me. So the aim is to get that breadth of experience and expertise on the podcast. We'll continue to ask and discuss a broad range of topics, try and answer the hard questions, but also give easily accessible information for you as a listener. The Biome Bites do get good engagement, but what we've found is that the podcasts with guests get the best engagement in terms of numbers and downloads and stuff. So we'll continue to try and get people onto the podcast as best as we possibly can. We're seeing hundreds and hundreds of downloads of every episode, and some of the more popular ones get 700 plus downloads, which are unique. So that's 700 people downloading and listening to the episode. And as I said, it's not our intention to try and make the sometimes it doesn't come out correctly, and Mark, Cam, you can just keep that as it is so it's authentic rather than filtering it out. We don't really have a strategy to try and blow the podcast up and become viral sensations and to make me and the podcast famous. In fact, that's not our desire at all. We don't want to do that. We just want to be known for the best content relating to gut health and microbiome on the planet. And that is our niche. We will stick to our niche, and we're going to try and get better and better as each episode comes out. For those of you that have supported the podcast so far and been with us since day one, thank you so much. We can see and tell that there's a consistency in the listener base, which means that you must be enjoying it because you're spending a couple of hours once every 2 weeks, sometimes more, listening to episodes. We know that some people have listened to every single episode as well. So there's quite a loyal and very engaged fan base, which is quite humbling for me and very exciting. It means that a lot of people have learned a lot about the microbiome over the course of this journey. I also know that some people have had positive health benefit. Now, of course, the podcast is not medical advice. It can't be and never will be. But some people have taken actionable steps themselves to try and improve their diet and improve some of the symptomatology that they've been having. So that's great. Now, if you've got any suggestions for what you want to hear, what you'd like discussed, just send them in. We've got a broad range of topics coming up. We're talking about the microbiome and the immune system. We have the founder of an awesome company who has made healthy food more accessible coming onto the podcast in a few weeks. We have how the microbiome influences responses to cancer treatment, a world expert coming on talking about their pioneering work in FMT. And we've got environmental microbiology and other people who are involved in microbiome testing coming on. So real breadth of expertise and experience, hopefully producing awesome content for you, the listener. Now, for those of you that haven't yet, I would very kindly ask that you like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review on the platforms. That does help push us up the algorithm, and it allows us to connect with people who've liked similar podcasts, which means they're probably interested in their health and gut health more generally. So that is very, very much appreciated. We can also see just another fact that there are people listening from all over the world. It's not confined to the UK, US, Europe. It really genuinely is an international listener base, which excites me too, because it means that there's information getting out there around the world, and everybody, no matter where they are in the world, can take control of their health through improving their diet and prioritizing their gut microbiome. So I'll leave it there for this episode, an important milestone for us, celebration of sorts. But I just want to emphasize that it's just the start of this journey, and we're motivated to continue producing great content and to keep this going and to grow the podcast into the absolute best in class platform for microbiome and gut health information. So thank you all. Thanks to those who've written in and also those who've approached me at various different events. It has happened. Some people I've never met before have come up saying they're enjoying the content, and that really makes it all worthwhile. Now, the next podcast will be a solo episode again, announcing some very exciting news at Interrobotics. So stay tuned for that. Thanks, everyone.